Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. In today's Entitled Parents episode, we're going to find out exactly what happens when an entitled mum and her entitled kid try and ruin everyone else's day at laser tag. Getting revenge on an entitled mother at Laser Zone. When my kids were little, we used to tire them out on Christmas Eve by being really busy all day until bedtime. We barely sat down from breakfast to bedtime. One year, we went to a laser arena. It was quiet with it being Christmas Eve, and there were us, a family of four, and another family of four, and a woman, the entitled mum of this story, and her kid, the entitled kid. All the kids were around 10 or 11 years old. The game started, and we, the adults too, went off into the arena. At the end of the first game, the entitled kid went off on one, because he was at the bottom of the table with more deaths than kills. A negative KD is not what you want at Laser Quest, that's for sure. The adults were deliberately being bad at the game, ignoring the fact that the world's least stealthy kids were creeping up behind them loudly and giggling to each other. The entitled mum, however, was bulldozing her way ahead by shooting everyone in sight so that her kid would not get shot. Now the problem was that once she'd shot us so that we could not shoot her entitled kid, our packs turned off, so the entitled kids shot on our packs did not register. The entitled mum was pretty much scooping up all of her son's potential targets and was pretty near the top of the board, second or third if memory serves correctly. By game three, she was getting angry, which prompted the kids and the childish adults, me included, to keep shooting her. But rather than her returning to base to respawn, she used herself as cover so that her entitled kid could shoot from behind her. This was against the rules, and one of my sons pointed it out, but she said, "Tough," and let her entitled kid shoot from behind her. At the end of the game, she was crowing to the kids and adults under her entitled kid on the leaderboard how great her son was and how he was going to win. Any mention of cheating got hand-waved away with, "Losers whine about rules." Game 4, we all decided independently on a truce and an entitled kid hunt. By the end of the game, he was back at the bottom with his entitled mum. We covered all the exits from the spawn points, outside the no-go zone to comply with the spawn point camping rules. The only deaths in the entire game were the entitled mum and her entitled kid, and the rest of us had all the kills. By the end of the game, she was raging at everyone for cheating, but the marshal insisted that we were playing within the rules, unlike her using herself as a human shield. We carried on for a couple more games while she was shouting at the staff for a refund. I do like the season of goodwill. Nothing like the Christmas spirit to bring out cooperation between strangers. Honestly, guys, this story takes me back to a lovely place in my life. I remember when I was a bit younger, like every second birthday party that people would have, well, it would either be Laser Quest, laser tag, whatever you want to call it, paintballing or go-karting. Those were like the three go-tos that everyone seemed to have. And they were also fun for me. Laser Quest is up there, you know. Elite. It's an elite thing to do. So much fun. Unfortunately, it was kind of ruined, but you know, that's happened to me before. Honestly, you play with people that take it way too seriously. And in the end, you're all like, you know what? Screw these guys. Let's just gang up on them and absolutely destroy them. That's what we did there, OP. And it was unbelievable to see. Well done. Seriously though, guys, if you're ever like thinking, oh, what am I going to do for my birthday? Doesn't matter how old you are. Go and play laser tag. It's so fun. Now moving on to our next story of today's episode. Total strangers try to force us to babysit on a campaign. Trip. This is mostly a rant over some garbage parents I met this weekend. My friend Lindsay and I went on a weekend camping trip, organized by a longtime friend, Greg. Greg also invited the garbage parents, who brought their very sweet 6-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son. There were 8 adults in total, we were all in our 30s, and their 2 children. Now, the garbage parents didn't ask if it was okay to bring their kids, they just showed up with them. The garbage parents made a bad impression right from the start, when it soon became apparent that they showed up to this 3-day camping trip with literally no food or water. Greg even told them they needed to bring food and water, They saw us grab water bottles out of our cooler and asked if they can each have a bottle of water. Now, I said yes because it's Arizona and you don't deny people water here because the heat is dangerous. But they proceeded to go into our cooler for the rest of the trip and get water bottles without asking. We almost ran out of water and we're down to one bottle on the last day, which they took. They mooched snacks and meals off of everyone the whole trip and didn't even offer to throw in money. It was so awkward. Their kids were very sweet, but wanted to hang out with me and Lindsay the whole time, which we did not welcome. We never invited them into our tent. We'd be smoking a joint in our tent, and the kids would just unzip our tent and start coming in and asking us for food. One of us would say, "No, sorry, you need to go and find your mum and dad. You aren't allowed in here." Rinse and repeat. I figured it was just little kids being little kids, until I saw the girl walk up to her mum wanting attention and food, and the garbage mum told her to go play with the ladies in their tent. They'll make you some lunch. Like, what the F? I was fuming. We don't even know these people at all. So, I confronted the garbage mum. I said, "Hi, I think there's a misunderstanding here. My friend and I are not gonna babysit your kids for you this weekend. We're here to relax. Please, stop sending your kids to our tent, and please stop sending your kids to us when they need food. That is not our responsibility. Okay?" Now, I said all this right at the campfire where the whole group was sitting, and everyone heard. There was a pretty awkward silence, and the garbage mum just said, "Okay, sorry." 30 minutes later, Lindsay hears the garbage mum sending her kids off to our other friends, who took my lead and had the same conversation with her. The garbage dad, by the way, spent the whole time just drinking and completely ignoring his family. Our friend Greg was so regretful and embarrassed. I guess he worked with the garbage dad and had absolutely no idea that they were trashy moochers. They seemed stupid, rude, and so entitled. The kind of people who shouldn't have children. Those poor kids. Ugh, end of rants. Oh, well, I absolutely love a good rant, and that was definitely up there. To be fair to Greg, it's not really his fault. I mean, I know he's invited this guy and his family. Well, this guy and his wife, not the family. Let's make that completely clear. Bringing your kids along to an adult-only event, that is very strange. But I mean, to be fair to Greg, there's only so much you can know about a person just from working alongside them. And ultimately, he's a completely different guy outside of work, and you can't really, you know, predict that. But on the other hand, the things that they were doing, my days. I mean, they must have known you were smoking in your tent. You probably smell it, and it's probably quite obvious. Don't send your kid. It's so irresponsible. And it sounds harsh, what OP said at the end there, but I do completely agree. These are not the sort of people that should be allowed to have kids. I'm sorry to say it, but I do agree. If you agree with me, comment down below. If you think I'm being too harsh, me and OP, both of us, then also comment. But ultimately, yeah, this shouldn't be allowed.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode, entitled "Mum Doesn't Want Me Shopping in the Boys Section of the Store." This story happened a few days ago, and I still can't believe it happened. For context, I, a 14-year-old female, have been a tomboy since I was 9. I'm a weird tomboy, you could say. I hate dresses, but I'm fine with skirts, and I never wear nice pants. Only leggings or sweatpants. Hair and makeup isn't something I avoid doing, but it's not something I do daily. However, when the time comes to get fancy for a date, usually with friends because I'm not getting a boyfriend or girlfriend anytime soon with my weirdness, I can get pretty excited and turn into a girly girl. My interests are where I'm mostly categorized as a tomboy. Pokemon, Danganronpa, Minecraft, lots of gory and bloody animes, and just other boy interests. I should also mention I have no desire to be a boy whatever. I'm fine with being a girl. However, when I go clothes shopping, I always make a beeline for the men's section. Girls and boys doesn't fit me, and women's juniors isn't my style, so I find most of my clothes in the men's. So then, on to the story. I'm in Walmart with my mum, and she gives me the okay to go walk around the store while she grocery shops, as long as I have my phone notifications turned on, so she can call or text me when she's ready to go. I have my headphones in and my purse slung over my body. I'm listening to my music and looking at the graphic tees, with band logos, anime characters, and video games on them. In walks our entitled mum. The entitled mum is looking around for shirts, and mentions something about not knowing what size her son was. I'm minding my own business. Now, she wasn't really paying attention to me until she saw me holding shirts up to my own body, making it clear I was shopping for myself and not a male friend or relative. She walks over with her buggy in shock. "Excuse me, miss," she put emphasis on any female term. "You know that this is the men's section, right? The women's section is over there." She then points in the opposite direction. "I know, I just don't like shopping there because it's not my style," I reply. "Oh, so you are shopping for yourself? You're a girl, so you need to wear girls' clothes." She's getting closer and grabs the shirt I was holding, putting it back down on the rack. I love that this entitled mum, by the way, has just told this girl that she is in fact a girl. Like, yes, that was obvious, thank you. I just stare at her, dumbfounded at her audacity. She then gestures for me to leave. I pick the shirt back up, tuck it under my arm, and walk to the other side of the display, still looking. "Miss, you need to buy girls' clothes. You're a pretty girl, and you won't get a boyfriend dressing like that." She points to my baggy shorts that fall midway on my thigh and my Hero Academia shirt that has Deku on it. Now, I'm visibly annoyed at this point. "Lady, you aren't my mum, so stop. And even if you weren't my mum, I wouldn't let you dictate my clothes. I've been dressing like this since I was 9. Leave me alone." She then mutters, "I would never let my daughter dress like a F word." I have to restrain myself from beating the absolute everything out of her, as I'm bisexual and my dress habits have nothing to do with it. I let her walk away and I put down the shirt I was holding. I changed my mind on it and walk over to look at video games. I ended up getting nail polish, a Tamra plushie, and some polymer clay. I always knew Karens like this were around, but I never thought that I would run into one. Now, this story doesn't have a slam dunk ending, as I just walked away and continued shopping. However, my friends got a good laugh out of the story. And there we go, a nice simple story to end off today's episode. Just another annoying Karen getting her nose in people's business that just isn't anything to do with her. Pretty standard, really, but it's to be expected on this subreddit, isn't it? It is, like, absolutely bemusing, though. I could never understand how some random person could just go up to a total stranger in a shop that obviously they've got nothing to do with them, never met them before, and just completely say, "Yeah, what you're doing is completely wrong. This is disgraceful. You're a girl." Could you ever do that, guys? I mean, if you could, fair play to you. I almost half respect you for it. I definitely couldn't. It's very weird. I don't really know what to say any more than that. I mean, I don't think I've ever met anyone that has done that, to be honest. Ultimately, it's very baffling. Keep yourself to yourself. Why interfere? If you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's famous words, isn't it? Nice one. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you do want some more from me right away, I've left a couple of brand new videos on screen from the past couple of days that you're going to love. If you are new to my channel and you haven't subscribed yet, first of all, why? Second of all, subscribe. And third of all, I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.